Find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Marian Olson. We're going to be talking about ICLEI. We're going to be talking about Agenda 21. Now, for those of you who don't know, there is a master plan. It's laid out by the elite for America, for the world. It's called Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century. It was really laid out on the Yacht Britannia of Prince Charles, wonderful Prince Charles, who got rid of his first wife, Diana, so he could marry his longtime mistress. But Prince Charles is so dedicated to us common people that he got together leaders of the world. Al Gore was there, and other financial leaders, people with a great deal of money, who believe in the rule by an elite. In 1992, they laid out a plan that was presented to the Second Earth Summit, held in Rio de Janeiro that year. And out of that came the idea for the Biodiversity Treaty, which America never signed. The Senate would not go ahead and ratify it, but we've been implementing it anyway. And, of course, it doesn't really matter what the people want or our elected representatives. There is an elite that runs the world, and out of that came the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report published by Cambridge University, which tells about how we've got to get people out of their cars. And, of course, that's what all this electric car folderol is about, and the bicycle lanes. And there is a master plan. They just don't want the common people to understand that they want to lower our living standards. They put in the smart meters so they run up your cost of electricity, because, after all, we're running out of electricity. I mean, we can't have nuclear power. We've got to tear the dams out so we won't have hydroelectric power, and we certainly can't be generating fuel by burning natural gas or putting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And, of course, there's solar and wind, which work fine when the wind's blowing. Very expensive, kind of run up the price, but that way you won't use so much electricity because we're running out of electricity and air and water. Well, Marian, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your work there and what you've discovered about this whole organization of Agenda 21 and what's really going on.
Good morning. I kind of liken it to a termite. Termites eat away at your house in a very quiet way, and then all of a sudden your house falls down. The people who want to promote sort of a world government they know that if they came out and said that that's not going to be acceptable politically speaking. So they figured out that they would go after cities. They would be able to nibble away, and people wouldn't really notice what had happened. And I live in one of those cities that's joined ICLEI, and the people here really didn't know, because it started back in 2006. They passed a resolution on the consent agenda. There was no discussion, just this, it's nice for the environment, and so we'll do this nice warm fuzzy thing and join this organization. But last summer, the people discovered what it was all about when the city passed an ordinance requiring that the city would take over the trash service and they would have mandated recycling. And people got quite upset about that. And because I'm an activist and have been sort of a watchdog of the city for a number of years, people call me. So I had to start doing the research, and I went back and discovered that it all stemmed from the city joining ICLEI.
Now, would you like to tell our listeners what ICLEI is? Because Most people, you know, unless they listen to our program, have never heard of ICRI, one of the most powerful organizations and subversive organizations in America today. What is ICRI?
Well, the letters stand for International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, and they added more recently Local Governments for Sustainability. And the first meetings of it were held at the United Nations in New York, probably back in the early 90s. And what they're doing is they're using the global warming concept to try to scare people into allowing themselves to be controlled. And they started out, and they just city by city, they get them to join and to make a commitment to following their program. And that's where the problem lies for the cities, I believe, is that just as a state in this country cannot make a treaty or an alliance or a confederation, as according to Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, then a city can't do that either. But this never gone to court, and it's never been tested. But what the city does, they're required to pass a resolution saying that they will commit to that program. Well, that...
And the average individual has no idea what the program is. It's just the program.
That's right.
Sustainable development is this whole idea of destroying existing society, lowering living standards, but they're not going to tell the people that they want to get them out of their cars, they want to get them on a nice little bicycles or tricycles, and replace cabs with pedicabs, you know, taxi cabs with pedicabs. Somebody pedaling along with a little tricycle there, or pulling a cart behind them with people in it, like they have in communist China or other countries, where they, of course, want to really raise our living standards to that of the Chinese peasant. And people say that's crazy talk, but this is really what they're doing. Doesn't this all involve lowering living standards?
Well, yes. One of their underlying concepts is that we should all have an equal level of living standard.
Except for the elite, of course. The elite.
Well, of course, the controllers.
They'll have their jets, and they'll have their five-star hotels, and their luxurious living. But for us common people.
Al Gore is a good example of that. He's telling us how to live our lives, and he lives his way. But they're using this sort of mass hysteria over global warming to get more and more control of people. But they want to put a tax on the developed countries like ours, to then give more to an undeveloped country to level us out.
It's all about equality, except for the elite. All people are, some people are more equal than others. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess, and Marion Olson. And Marion, you go ahead and pick up this story, basically, of what this is about. How do they get the members of the local city councils or boards of supervisors to go along with these ideas? I mean, do the people on the city council really understand, or are they been elected because they understand and they're willing to participate in this subversive activity?
Well, I suppose that differs from place to place, but here in Golden, back in 2005, a fellow, Jacob Smith, moved to Golden from Boulder. He was he was trained to be a candidate by the progressive majority, and he literally moved here to take over the city. And he had his own business, was as a environmental company. They were a 501c3, did consulting on saving animals and whatever. And little by little, he was able to gain total control of our city council. And they're kind of almost like a cult. They go along with whatever Jacob says, kind of thing, which is... But I know that one woman who was on the city council at the time that the resolution was passed in 2006... It was presented just as a nice thing to do for the environment. They didn't tell anybody really what was going on. They didn't mention the United Nations or that this organization was related to them and was pursuing Agenda 21. They didn't tell them there was an Agenda 21. So I think a lot of them just went along because it sounded nice. But while we were off a few minutes ago, I pulled out an article. It was written by Henry Lamb and presented to the Austrian Scholars Conference in Alabama back in 2006. And it talked about Agenda 21, and it really kind of nails it, because it says it's a set of policy recommendations designed to reorganize global society around the principles of environmental protection, social equity, and what is called sustainable economic development. At the heart of the concept of sustainable development is the assumption that government must manage society to ensure that human activity conforms to these principles. And so that
government must manage society?
Yes, and so this is what I found to be extremely frightening about this whole thing, because our government is the people govern. The government doesn't manage us. And so I think that anything that they do to diminish our constitutional way of government makes us eligible to go to court and say that the relationship with them is against our Constitution, and therefore is unconstitutional. I
guess. Now, basically, is anybody pursuing a legal challenge to these people, this subversive group, that it really is an international group that has actually signed treaties and agreements with over 600 communities to transform them, to change them into this new vision with this new society, with everything involved in Agenda 21, which is basically to lower living standards. Has anybody challenged them legally?
Not as far as I've been able to tell, and I've been in communication with a lot of people around the country now. The people in Spokane, Washington, have a charter amendment that will, they will vote on this fall in the next election in November for the off year, and it would have the purpose of saying that that city could not do that anymore. They couldn't be a member of that kind of organization. But anyway, I felt like that. I don't know why no one has challenged it in the courts. But anyway, I decided that somebody should. So, and I've done a lot of legal research over the years. So I've sort of drafted up a start of a complaint that spells out the problems connected with this alliance concept, but also the delegation of authority, which is another concept where the city has delegated to ICLEI the legislative activity of saying what the program is going to be, I think violates the delegation of authority, the delegation doctrine, that you can't delegate decision-making to you can't delegate the lawmaking function to a non-legislative entity. So, anyway, I put together a packet of materials to take to the Mountain States Legal Foundation here in Colorado, and I'm hoping that they will see the seriousness of it and will take it on as a cause.
Well, will you keep us posted and let us know whether they will go ahead and pursue this legally? What sort of response do you get from the people locally when you explain to them that a subversive organization is really directing the policies in your local community?
Well, you know, you have to be careful because there's the conspiracy theory connected with the United Nations has got the media has made that such a unacceptable thing to say, I guess, that you have to be careful how you say these things. But like in Denver, which is also an ICLEI city, they have the bicycle lanes, they have the mandated trash pickup, and they then started putting out bicycles that you could rent a bicycle while you were in downtown Denver. And one of the candidates for governor in this last election brought this up because the mayor of Denver was the opposing candidate. And the press just made a mockery of this, like how silly that somebody's trying to take us over. So one of the ways that ICLEI operates is to move very slowly. I mean, here they started in 2006 here in Golden at the end of the year, and it wasn't until 2010 in the summer that it really hit here to the point that people knew that something was going on. And they go through this. They have a recipe to follow, and you have neighborhood meetings, and you do all these things to let people think that they're involved and participating, but they get manipulated right down the road. It's interesting to see how it works. But here, once the people, well, see, that touches on some other constitutional issues, is that we have about 7,500 households, and only 3,500 of us have to participate in the trash program. So that gives you unequal protection, and then nobody got the vote on it, so you got due process. But in my case, I didn't want to use their service, and I was going to figure out a way not to, but it happened that my trash hauler had a homeowners association contract in Golden, so he was going to be still coming here, and he was willing to continue to pick up my trash. So that's what I do. I pay him, and just the way I always did, and he picks up my trash the way he always did. But I still have to pay $5.55 a month for the city service that I don't receive. And that's everybody else that's like me, and I know there's at least definitely 60 or 70 households that are doing the same thing.
Well, they have all their means of extracting money to finance their programs. Anyway, certainly one of the things they do is they want to take over trash. They want to force recycling. My goodness, they wouldn't allow them to burn trash. They used to do that sort of thing. But they don't allow that anymore because it releases carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And after all, everybody knows that this gas, which makes up 0.038 thousandths of a percent, 0.038 thousandths of a percent, is toxic and killing us all. And nobody mentions, of course, the majority of greenhouse gases are clouds. I mean, that is the major greenhouse gas. And this whole thing is a scam, but a lie told often enough when you control the media, people come to believe it. And, of course, they don't want us burning coal or oil or anything like that, or natural gas to generate electricity. And that's why they're going to run up the price of electricity. They're doing this intentionally because they want to impoverish the American people. But they can't let the American people understand that this is all part of a subversive plan. And basically, people ridicule the idea that we'd be taken over. Well, who is controlling us? Who's coming up with these ideas? Why do we have the bike lanes in cities all across America? Why do they have these programs about rent a bicycle, in Denver and in San Francisco? I mean, there's got to be some coordination. Don't people recognize that there is a coordination behind these things, Marion?
Well, apparently not, but it's partly because of their plan to move so slowly that you don't realize it's happened until it's happened.
But of course, they control the media. I mean, what sort of response do you get from the media when you try to bring out what's going on?
Well, here in Colorado, they just poo-pooed the whole thing and made it sound like anybody that would say, that would tell the truth, is some kind of a nutcase.
Right. Say, Marion, are you on a cell phone or a mechanical phone rather than a regular hardline phone?
Well, I'm on a phone that is it's a one that plugs into the wall. You want me to change phones?
Is this plugged into the wall? Because if you have a better phone, maybe for the last half hour, we're going to open up the lines here at 1-877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524 if you're out there in the listening audience and have a question for Marion. But this is an important subject. This is a subversive nationwide, really worldwide organization because they're doing this all throughout the world. The whole idea is to transform the world. It works through our great taxing sub-foundations. It's funded by people of great wealth who want to change the way the common people live. And that, of course, goes into the whole program of shipping our jobs and our factories overseas and bringing in illegal immigrants to lower the living wages here and certainly encouraging people from other countries to come with special H-1B visas to take the jobs from the American people. And the wage levels are going down. Inflation is going up. And within a year or two, you're going to find that most people are going to be living at a much lower level, and it's all planned that way. Certainly, as you study ICLEI, have you got into this whole idea of how they're raising the cost of our electricity with the smart meters?
We don't have those here yet.
Yet, but you will have them. They're all part of the plan. Mm-hmm.
Well, after I saw the charter amendment that Spokane was developing, I took their model and I have revised it so that it fits the situation here in Golden, and we're going to sort of start to get organized here just right after the first of the year. I've worked with other activists here in Golden, and we've gotten issues on the ballot before, so we know how to do it, just to get the signatures to get it on. But part of the thing is to get people educated and informed And my experience, because with other community situations, when the newspapers didn't do, you know, they tell their side of the story and the city side of the story, I started my own monthly newspaper that I did for a number of years, and I guess we're going to have to reactivate it because people, if they don't understand the problem, they won't do anything about it. So we're going to try to do a charter amendment this fall, and but also I'm hoping that we can pursue this the court route.
Ladies and gentlemen, basically, little by little, they're stealing our freedom. They know what they're doing. Our number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment. We'll be right back here at Dennis, American Freedom Network.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me for a series exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. Starting January the 8th at 1 p.m., we will look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? What does Torah have to do with them? Or how do I know the difference between truth and error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. This exciting series begins January the 8th, 2011. So please join us and call now for details and registration. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. Call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576. A love offering will be collected.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Marion Olson. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question. But believe me, this subversive program is organized. It starts out with trash, bicycles, doing everything to prepare the people for lower living standards, and of course, aggressively pursuing all of these environmental programs to limit the ability of what you can do with your property. And of course, property rights are the very essence of our society. Going back to John Locke, who said the very essence of freedom was the right to own property. Well, they want to regulate your property. They want to regulate what you do with your property. They want to be able to control your property. They want to move people off more remote areas of land and get them into sustainable communities where they can watch them all the time and where, of course, they won't be consuming so much in the way of electricity or certainly the natural resources for are bare essentials. They want to limit your use of water, limit your use of electricity, limit your use of your car. Marion, how can people get in touch with you there and begin to interlock their efforts with yours?
Well, my telephone number is 303-279-7479.
Give it up one more time.
303-279-7479. Or my email address is mlolson@ix.netcom. That's all one word, netcom. .com. So it's ML Olson. ML Olson at ix.netcom.com.
Okay, fine. And are you getting any help from the people there? I mean, are there other activists who are working with you to get this information out?
Yes. We started out with a group of about 12, I guess, and we met. And then we sent a postcard to the 7,500 households, and we developed another. My telephone list is about 100 people now, and there are about 10,000 registered voters in this community. So right now, I know from experience that we just need to get ourselves organized so we can communicate with as many people as possible.
And really, with 100 people, you should be able to really get that community to understand what's going on.
Yes, I'm going to start my paper. It was called The Voice of Golden. Some people didn't like that because we were telling the truth, and they didn't want to hear it, I guess. But we've started a group called Liberty for Golden, and It has a post office box and a telephone number and it's just got the start of a web page as another approach. But I've learned that an awful lot of people still don't have computers, so we need to rely on the phone and other ways of communicating.
Absolutely. And, of course, if we can help you here, I would be glad anytime you have something you want to get out to. So the people there get this program from Johnstown?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't aware of it until the Freedom Advocate folks told me about it.
All right. Well, basically, how far are you from Boulder, from Fort Collins?
Well, I'm just 20 miles from Boulder, and so we should get it.
You really should, and basically get the people listening, because we try to utilize our time here to educate the people there in Colorado, and there's a growing awareness in Colorado of what's going on. The big thing is they control the media. They took over the media a long time ago. Fortunately, mm-hmm. We have a few small independent stations like this one where we do have a voice. We have a strong voice up there in eastern Washington, in the Spokane area, which is one reason why they're so well organized up there. If we can begin to reach people and let them understand the truth, let them understand there really are these evil and wicked people, and that's the only explanation for them, who are intent upon control. And these ideas, people say, oh, conspiracy. Yes, these people are organized. They know what they're doing. They're well-financed. And look and see how they're changing our society. And once people begin to understand that, and then the spiritual forces energizes them, why is it so obvious? It's as obvious as the nose on your face. Obviously, there is a plan. It's well-financed. They know what they're doing, and they're very successful because they've been able to conceal. They're like termites, as you say. They work silently to undermine the foundation of the house, and suddenly the whole house comes down, and that's exactly what they're doing in America today. Well, who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Why, Janad, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I guess it's more of a comment. One thing I wanted to mention as far as legal efforts in this matter is that I think Mr. Shaw of Freedom Advocates is in the preliminary stages of launching some legal case for the city of Santa Cruz about their being a member of ICLEI. I've heard certain things about that. Certain steps have to be taken by the citizens with the city, but the steps are moving forward. I believe Michael Shaw says that a city being a member of ICLEI is really treason because ICLEI is a foreign corporation. It's based in Canada, and for that organization to be mandating certain city ordinances and policies is not right. It's unconstitutional.
That's absolutely right. Is that correct, Marion, that it is unconstitutional? Because this is a foreign entity, it is not actually outlawed under the Constitution?
Yes, well, as I mentioned before, Article 1, Section 10 prohibits the state, and whatever the state can't do, any of its subsets can't do, like cities and towns. But right. It says it shall not be involved in treaties, alliances, or confederations. And some the people who would argue against this say that, well, this isn't an alliance because it's not with a foreign nation. But I went back and I read some of the Federalist Papers, and when they say that, they mean any kind of an arrangement between the state and a foreign anything.
And this is a foreign entity, and Christie's thing are very well funded by the world elite who want to be able
But it diminishes our relationship with our country. And so that makes it, I believe, unconstitutional under Article 1, Section 10. Michael Shaw and the folks at Freedom Advocates have a copy of my draft case. And if every one of the 600 cities that are affected by this could file the case, that in here, I don't have to wait for the city to do anything in order to proceed with the case the way I'm looking at it, because I'm saying that I, as an individual,
and you, as an individual, have the right to file this. You want to hang on until we get to the break? Our telephone number is 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
We
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, our guest this morning, Marion Olsen, Janani is still there.
Yes, yes. Dr. Stan, I wanted
go ahead.
I wanted to mention an observation I have. It seems that when people from our local area, like my city is Austin, Texas, we are a member of ICLEI, and recently I read about the city of Edmond, Oklahoma. They're also a member. When our citizens go to city meetings or to our city council and we say the words United Nations or Agenda 21 or ICLEI, our city officials act like we're speaking a foreign language. They don't know anything about it. They claim they never heard of ICLEI. And
they have a contract with it, and they're implementing the program, and they never heard of it?
Right. That's their stance. And to tell you the truth, some of them really may be that ignorant. They don't understand it. But in early December, the city of Edmond, Oklahoma, had what they call a sustainability forum, and the citizens could come and participate. And the citizens all stood up and said they wanted to talk about the history of sustainability and where this whole concept comes from. And the person running the meeting, who was the community development manager for the city of Edmond, said, "We don't even know what you're talking about with Agenda 21. This isn't part of our conversation at all. It's absolutely not. We're not part of that. We're not interested in that." And I just think that it's, when citizens deal with the city, they're going to have to get more, about how these sustainability policies are directly related to things that ICLEI is putting forth. I mean, like you had your guest named Kevin Eggers on from a city in Northern California, and he said their city is using the mathematical formula to determine when a city project or environmental project what kind of a carbon footprint it will have, and they use the calculation formula that ICLEI gives them. So in very subtle ways, ICLEI is providing the foundational framework that the cities use to make their policies and come up
with
their
carbon footprint. Oh, I love these terms. They use these terms so well, and people think it must be so accurate. I mean, carbon footprint. Basically, this is a lie. Carbon dioxide is an essential element of the life cycle, and we've had much higher levels of carbon dioxide in the past than we have today, and crops flourish. In fact, everything grows far better with more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. But, of course, a lie told often enough, coordinated through the controlled media, why, of course, people come to believe what is absolutely not true. Any thoughts on that, Marion?
Well, I just think that they are using the carbon thing just as Hitler used the Jews to control the rest of the people.
We've got to have an enemy. We have to have the wicked communists. They're the enemy. Even though they were primarily financed by the United States, we had to have the enemy so we could rally the people behind the government and change our structure of life and pay more taxes. Oh, we had to have the wicked Germans, even though, of course, it was American corporations building the weapons for Hitler's military Wehrmacht that were used to kill our own boys. We had to have an enemy. Now we have the wicked terrorists financed by the Bank of London and by the CIA. Somebody's got to finance Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and we have to have the underwear bomber. That's how we can justify having the scans in all the airports, and we have to have the threat of CO2. Oh, my goodness, the CO2, global warming, it makes a 0.03 0.38% of the atmosphere, of it is strangulating the economy, and that's why we have such terrible global warming this year. Well, no, we have global cooling this year, but it's the CO2 that's producing the climate change. And repeated often enough, people will believe the lie. So, Marion, do the people really believe in this global warming scam? Haven't you had a pretty cold winter back there?
Well, it's 12 degrees today, but it's been in the 50s in the last 2 weeks. It's been an unusually warm here where the rest of the nation was having all kinds of weather issues. But here in Golden, we have Colorado School of Mines, which has a lot of scientific people. We have the National Renewable Energy Lab, which is in the solar and whatever. And we've got a lot of solar companies, but some of the people are using it, this carbon issue, as a way to make more money. You know, they can sell their solar thing, or they can sell their wind thing, or whatever. But they don't. If they focus on that, then they're not focusing on what the global warming issue is being used for. You see, what concerns me is it's being used to undermine our constitutional way of life.
You're absolutely right. We've got the threat. We've just got to give up our freedom because, of course, if not, the CO2 is going
to
get
to. We have to be controlled because this terrible thing is going to get us. We've got to save the planet. And
save the plants, my goodness.
The planet.
The plants love the CO2.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the planet, P-L-A-N-E-T.
Sure. Right.
We're supposed to save the planet by doing all these things. And, see, I figured out that part of the plan that ICLEI has is that the city has to have to develop some goals and to reduce the carbon footprint. And the only, in the case of trash, the reason that's one of the things they go after is that they say, well, we're going to reduce our trash by 25% or some such number. And the only way they can measure that is if they control the collection of the trash so they can weigh the trucks and know how much they're taking in. So that's one that they really go after right away. Because it's difficult in a metropolitan area for a little town like this to say, well, the amount of emissions is, you know, the emissions that go by here come from cars from all over. So they can't control that as well, but they can control the trash, and that's their big thing.
If they really want to get us out of our cars, and people must understand that's what this whole scam on electric cars is all about. You go ahead and buy an electric car and then see what's going to happen to the price of electricity. Hey, we're out of time, Marion. Keep up the wonderful work. Please keep in touch with me. Anything comes up, something is gone. Get the people there in Golden listening to this radio station.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our conversation with Marion. Now, we do have certainly our syllabus on sustainable development. It's very important. Basically, it's got the Earth Charter in it. It's got the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It gets you into the background of the Georgia Guidestones, the plan for population control. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they really do intend to kill off most of the people in our population. That's why, of course, they're giving you the vaccines with the aluminum in it, highly toxic. And with the mercury, of course, you're told, oh, they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. Yes, but then they mandated the influenza vaccine, which doesn't really do any good at all. The scientific studies show it doesn't do any good, but you get your full component of mercury in it, unless you ask for mercury-free vaccines. Then does your doctor tell you that there's mercury in that? Does he give you informed consent? You know that the law says that he can't be prosecuted for giving you a vaccine, and the vaccine companies can't be prosecuted. Would you really want to go to a doctor if you knew that he had so much confidence in what he was doing for you that he had stipulated that he would not take care of you if you would sue him, if he was liable in any way for what he did? Basically, what we've done with the vaccine companies, we've said you cannot be sued no matter how negligent you are, no matter what you've done, you are above the law. And the doctor can't be sued for giving you a vaccine. Well, why would you want to take a vaccine if they don't have enough confidence in it that they wouldn't be considered responsible for what they're doing to you? But that's what they're doing. And you need to get the information on vaccines. We've got 4 tape sets on vaccines. We've got the books. Are vaccines safe and effective? The vaccine safety manual. You must know that they're poisoning you and your children. They know what they're doing. We have the wonderful DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Why are we vaccinating little black and brown children throughout the world? Why are we doing it? Because there's mercury in there, and the mercury will change their genetic structure. So that not only in this generation, but in future generations, the ability to procreate and have children will be decreased, and the children and their children, because you've changed the genetic structure by epigenetics. And by the third or fourth generation, you just won't have much in the way of children. The same thing with the genetically modified foods. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Because the elite have a plan. They're going to build this wonderful utopian world with fewer people using up their resources. So understand population control, our sustainable development syllabus you should get, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. We have a 4-tape set on that. We have a 4-tape set on population control, why they outlawed DDT, the safest of all insecticides, and substituted far more lethal and deadly insecticides. Certainly nothing was without possible consequences, but our good friend G. Gordon Edwards, who used to lecture on the safety of DDT and eat a tablespoonful of DDT before every lecture. Now, I wouldn't suggest you do that, but in small quantities, it's by far safer than anything we have out there. And everything is done to lie to you so that you will not understand that they are using this threat to justify, of course, limiting the population of the world. Why? Malaria kills probably 3 million people a year, and between 300 and 500 million people come down with it, and malaria could be stopped with the use of DDT, but they don't want to stop it because too many people are living because of the DDT. That's why they stopped DDT throughout the world. And we have Alexander King, the vice chairman or co-chairman of the Club of Rome, making that statement. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get our information on vaccines, population control, sustainable development, and please pray for Radio Limit. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is the Lion, KHNC 13.